Good morning, beloveds. Coming to you from St. Lucia Beach, watching the sunrise. We trust you all have a beautiful day. Lord, we just thank you for another beautiful day, Father God. Thank you, Lord, for your mercies on you every morning, just motivating us, refreshing us, Lord, to be lights in the darkness, rivers in the desert, shadows of a great rock in a weary land to refresh others. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Psalm 92 and it's 6 to 8.
The stupid man cannot know, the fool cannot understand this, that though the wicked sprout like grass, and all evildoers flourish, they are doomed to destruction forever. But you, O Lord, are on high forever.
Hallelujah. So here we see, you know, the unrighteous and the self-righteous, they need to perceive, if you move out of the boundaries and into being seduced by the evil, you are dooming yourself. You are counting yourself unworthy of eternal life. But there's a wonderful psalm here. So speaking about the unbeliever there, but there's a wonderful psalm in Psalm 73, where there we see a believer that gets seduced by what his eyes see, when he's not looking to the Lord, listening to the Lord, keeping his attention on that which belongs to the Lord and that which comes from the Lord. He can get seduced, and he can then be deceived into thinking it's well with him. This is the rich, this is the flamboyant, this is the boastful, the proud. But then what happens, soon as he goes into the counsel of God, soon as he goes into the presence, he comes boldly to the throne of grace, he perceives that they're on slippery places. They're going to be here for a while and then taken away. So for us, each and every one of us, we need to know we are now citizens of the kingdom, citizens of heaven, and that's where what we represent. So we have been raised and seated together with Christ, and now we set our minds on things above. And that things above, sometimes we can think it's only one day, but the things above is simply the things of God, the kingdom realities that we have come to. And that's why we draw close to the Lord in the morning, so that we can be refreshed, rebooted, remotivated for the day ahead. That we got light for life, and that light is also there to encourage others, because the opportunities will always arise where we can put that word into practice by sharing it into someone else's life. And then also the parable of the seed and the sower, we see that the enemy comes against this light, so you'll never be tested beyond your faith, and your faith is the light that you have. So when you remember what you're getting in the mornings and what the Lord has encouraged you with, it's you can use that, put on that garment of praise according to that word, and overcome the evil one. So guys, let's keep our eyes on our Savior, on our Father, on the great and precious promises, because truly we need to be like the beloved disciple John. Later became an apostle. He says, and he tells us, our fellowship is with the Father and Son. And so everything he wrote was there to encourage us to have that same quality of joy, so we can have the same quality of life of a disciple, developing on schedule, walking with the Almighty, at home in the kingdom realities. Amen. Be blessed as you arise and shine in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.